Good afternoon. So today I'll be talking about patients receiving emergency contraception at STD clinics in New York City, and it's a nice follow-up to the previous presentation. Just a little bit of background on emergency contraception. I just wanted to mention we're talking about postcoital preventive method of birth control. And there are a couple of different types of emergency contraception. So there are progestin-only pills, for example, Plan B, combination pills of progestin and estrogen pills, for example, Previn, and then copper intrauterine devices are also can also be used as emergency contraception. And for our clinics, I just want to mention that when I talk about emergency contraception, I'm referring to Plan B. And how does emergency contraception work? It either inhibits or delays ovulation, prevents fertilization, or prevents the implantation of a fertilized egg in the uterus. A little background on our clinics. There are 9 STD clinics over the 5 boroughs in New York City. We offer free and confidential STD testing and treatment, and it's offered on a walk-in basis to anybody 12 years of age or older. The services that we provide include gonorrhea, chlamydia, syphilis, herpes, hepatitis C, pap smear, and HIV testing, targeted hepatitis A and B vaccinations, and emergency contraception. In 2009, we had a little over 123,000 patient visits, and 52% of those visits were included physicians. And the reason I mention that is because emergency contraception is handed to patients in the clinic only by physicians. A little background about emergency contraception in New York City. In March of 2003, the City Council passed Local Law 19, which required the integration of EC into STD clinical services. At the same time, we initiated an EC pilot program to assess our ability to to integrate this service into our clinics, as well as to assess the eligibility of our patients for EC. Also of note, in August of 2006, Plan B was approved by the FDA as over-the-counter for consumers 18 years of age and older. And then in just last year, March 2009, this was expanded to patients who were of 17 years of age and older. The objective of my evaluation was to describe patients who have received EC, and then to quantify the proportion of those patients who received EC as a result of eligibility ascertained during physician visits. Our methods included, we analyzed our electronic medical records, and we looked for females who, all of the patients we looked at were patients who received EC, and we worked backwards. So we were looking at patients who were 15 to 44 years old, and our data included patient visits from January 2006 to December 2009. And we divided this group into 2 categories. So we had EC seekers and EC opportunistic receivers. EC seekers were patients that came into our clinics actively seeking emergency contraception. This is an example of our triage card, and our patient flow is a little bit different than in Denver, and I thought maybe it would be important to mention. So a patient comes in and they see a triage. They fill out the triage card, and then they are registered after the fact. So a patient here coming in can say, mark off on the triage card that they're here for emergency contraception. The other thing to note is that we only provide emergency contraception to females. The other way that a patient could have been classified as an EC seeker was if they mentioned to the physician that they were interested in emergency contraception, meaning they might not have noted it on their triage card. So it was recorded in their chief complaint. So EC opportunistic receivers were those patients that did not actively seek emergency contraception. And remember, the group that we're talking about are patients who received EC. So they were ultimately eligible and they received it. So this is a small excerpt from our electronic medical record. And this is our EC eligibility tool, a clinical decision to support module that we added to our electronic medical record, but we also had it as part of our paper paper medical record before. We had an EMR, so it can be utilized if you don't have EMR, an electronic medical record. Just to talk about the quantity of patients that we were able to reach, Over the 4 years from 2006 to 2009, we handed out emergency contraception to about 13,000 patients. In 2006, it was closer to 3,000, or 10% of our patients who had MD visits. And then in 2009, what I'm talking about right now is the yellow line. So 9% in 2006, and then closer to 12% in 2009. And now to talk about the bars here, we're talking about patients who received EC and then dividing them into the two groups. So we see EC seekers are highlighted, are represented here in the darker sort of red, purple, and then the lighter purple are EC opportunistic receivers. And you can see over time from 2006, there were 83% of patients were EC opportunistic, EC seekers, while in 2007, 2008, and 2009, it's closer to 85%. We also wanted to look at patients, the demographic, looking at race and ethnicity. We wanted to see, did our group of patients who received EC, were they any different from our overall clinic attendance? And you can see that, you know, they're comparable. With our largest group of patients were Black females and followed by Hispanic females. This is a similar split. So we're looking at race ethnicity again, but we're looking at what the distribution of EC seeker to opportunistic receiver. And generally speaking, in each group, you really can see, again, about 85% of patients were seekers versus opportunistic receivers. And then we wanted to look at the same information by age group. And so you can see the majority of our patients were younger than 30 years old, both in our clinic volume and EC recipients. And I guess the most notable difference here are patients who are younger than 18 years of age. So our clinic population, is about 15% of our clinic population is 18 years or younger, while our EC recipients is closer to 35% of our patients. And then here we have the same information by age group, but again, by EC seeker to opportunistic receiver, and I think this is the slide that really shows the most difference between our groups. And you can really see that as age is old, it shows the majority of our patients, it shows that patients who are 18 years and younger are more likely to come in seeking, actively seeking emergency contraception, while older patients are less likely to ask it than younger patients. So in conclusion, the majority of patients who received EC, they specifically requested it. The proportion of EC recipients were comparable both in race, ethnicity, and age to our overall clinic population. And younger patients, younger EC recipients were more likely to actively request EC than our older patients. And then older EC recipients were more likely to realize their EC eligibility through an interactive EC assessment tool than our younger patients. One of our limitations includes the fact that, again, this has to do with triage. So if a patient comes in and they didn't actively ask for EC and they weren't geared towards a physician visit, then we weren't able to assess their EC eligibility. And then the implications include healthcare providers should assess patients for EC eligibility and not strictly rely on a patient's reason for visit or chief complaint. And that adding an EC eligibility assessment tool to a medical record is an appropriate option. And that older patients may be less aware of emergency contraception. Thank you.
Thank you, Jessica.